Welcome to Advocacy Minute as a part of the Voice of Florida Architecture podcast. I'm Becky Magdaleno, your AI Florida EVP CEO. This podcast will be a supplement to our regular interviews. This will be a weekly update on the actions of the Florida legislature. This Tuesday, the legislature convened for its 60-day regular session. The only responsibility they must accomplish during this session is passing a budget. However, there are several pieces of legislation important to architecture. HB 143 by Representative Barnaby passed its first committee of reference this week. This bill establishes resilient building standards and establishes a resilient building advisory council with an architect on it. Its companion, Senate Bill 62 by Senator Rodriguez, also passed its committee of first reference before the start of session. These bills were advocated by members of AI Florida when they came to Tallahassee last month for a legislative day. Next week, Senate Bill 184 by Senator Gates out of Pensacola will be heard in its second committee of reference. In an attempt to create affordable housing, the bill allows accessory dwelling units without increased parking volume. It also provides density bonuses for landowners. Most importantly, this session, the Practice Act, or Florida Statute 481, is being impacted. A major piece of legislation is changing how professions regulated by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation are handled. The regulation of architecture stays intact, with the regulatory board still being made up of licensed professionals. Florida Statute 481 is majorly amended. Any regulation of interior designers is completely removed from Florida statute. The Board of Architecture and Interior Design will be replaced by the Board of Architecture and Landscape Architecture. However, this board will still consist of 5 architect members. The additional members will be 3 landscape architects and 2 laypersons. Both Senate Bill 1452 and House Bill 1461, which creates this new regulatory scheme, have been referenced to their committees. However, they have not yet been agendaed. We will be keeping a close eye on this legislation as it directly impacts the practice of architecture. Please stay tuned for future advocacy minutes as part of the Voice of Florida Architecture.